Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Do you suffer from March Madness?
I've been researching my bracket nonstop. I've done a strength of schedule analysis, ranked the point guards, and ESPN 3 has been out in the background the whole time. Oh, it's giving me palpitations.
Then ask your bracketologist about Baxibol.
Baxibol?
Once yearly Baxibol is the anti-obsession medication that will help you understand these are just college kids and you're only wagering a measly $10.
Wow, Baxibol really works. I care so little about it that I'm just picking the teams that are named after birds.
Patients who've used Baxibol are comforted by realizing the office pool is always won by someone who doesn't know the first thing about sports anyway. So this year, make your pick, Baxibol.
March Madness doesn't make me sick anymore, but I might call out sick so I can watch all the games.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time of the War Eagle.
War Eagle.
4 o'clock.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House approving a $1.2 trillion package of spending bills just a few hours before funding for some key federal agencies is set to expire. The bill will now move to the Senate. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken has once again left the Middle East empty-handed. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected American appeals to call off plans for a promised ground invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah. One of the most famous, photographed, and talked about women in the world, fighting a very personal battle. Kate, the Princess of Wales, has disclosed that she's being treated for an unspecified form of cancer. Stocks finishing mixed. The Dow was down 305 points. The NASDAQ up 27. The S&P 500 dropped 7. This is SRN News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-932-8603 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-932-8603. That's 800-932-8603. What do you have to lose? Call 800-932-8603. Again, 800-932-8603.
So we're just going to do the next best thing.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Our top stories. We knew this was eventual. Lawmakers in Tennessee have introduced a bill that will crack down on first cousin marriage.
How long we got?
I don't have anything more than that. I could click the link and get into the details. I mean, but
this are they putting a warning for if just in case you're thinking about it, you need to hurry up and make it happen.
I mean, first of all, couldn't you just do it? How are they going to know?
That's your first good point.
Just show up for the license. You know, I'm Joe Smith. This is my fiance.
Have you ever seen couples that Loretta? Look like they kind of look too much alike?
He's
the guy that him and his wife, we used to kind of joke behind his back, their brother and sister, because they just looked a lot alike.
They were married?
Yeah, they looked a lot alike.
There's a great episode of Seinfeld where he meets a woman who is exactly like him, even looks like him.
Yep.
And I used to like the woman that played the role in that show, but I don't anymore because she's a left-wing asshole. What's her name?
I know you're talking about...
By the way, she has vanished from the comedic something. Landscape, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's... nowhere. Just maybe she's hanging out with Kathy Griffin in Nowhere Land. All right, other stories. I want to find the audio on this. Here we go. An Outback Steakhouse in Michigan got busted for serving alcohol to a 12-year-old.
Oh. It didn't taste like how when I had it the other times, and it just didn't taste normal. My head started hurting when I was leaving, and my heart started beating as I was drinking it.
It's supposed to be a virgin daiquiri, but it says a daiquiri. The diagnosis was accidental exposure to alcohol and accidental ingestion.
How large do you think the settlement on that one's going to be?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Huge. Huge.
Here's the question I have, though. When I was 12 years old, you know what I used to have with dinner? Pepsi or Coke.
Yeah.
Or 7-Up. In fact, I've got a video here somewhere on the story behind the downfall of 7-Up.
What's wrong with 7-Up?
There's nothing wrong with it, but who drinks it anymore? When was the last time you saw somebody holding it?
Here in the States, not so much. I think you go overseas, you see a little more. That and ginger ale.
Here's the question, though, that I need to ask about that particular story. Why is a 12-year-old ordering a daiquiri, virgin or not?
I don't get it.
Milkshake?
That's what I'm thinking, milkshake.
Yeah.
Just get a milkshake.
I think there's more to this story, Eddie, and we've got a crew working on it as we speak. Here's a contractor.
I'll go to Outback tonight, see if I can get some more information.
And happy ending news, and we love happy endings, don't we?
Yes!
We have a Georgia couple who had the roof torn off their home by mistake.
Oh?
Oh, Lord.
But the happy ending is the contractor owned it and gave him a new one.
Hey! The sheriff's office! Wait!
Whoops, I accidentally confused the new roof with a couple being charged with child neglect. Here's the roof story first.
Oh my gosh, we didn't order a roof. I think it was about 80% off when they realized the mistake. And that's when we get the phone call.
Oh wow, how can we make this mistake? But here's what we can do to fix it. They were very gracious, very sweet. They understood, a little shocked, obviously. It was really pretty funny.
Crazy.
We're a total advocate for him.
And now we have a teacher who claims kids are getting high on nutmeg. Is there a substance in the kitchen, the laundry room, that people are not trying at least once to see if they can't get a buzz?
Banana peels.
I remember something about that. Weren't they smoked?
Give them a headache. That's all you ever got. I remember we tried that. Stupid.
Is the statute of limitations run out on that?
It's banana peels. It should be perfectly legal. Just stupid. That's all.
What's the appeal in smoking a banana?
We want to be cool.
Yeah. Anyway, here's what the teacher has to say.
A couple of the kids had these little bottles of nutmeg in their bags. What do you have nutmeg for? And they were like, oh, culinary class. So then they're at lunch, and she's talking to the culinary teacher, and she was like, what are you guys making that needs that much nutmeg? And the culinary teacher said, what are you talking about? We're not making anything with nutmeg. Well, the resource officer overheard them, and he was like, you remember what students? The resource officer goes in the classroom, looks in their backpacks, and finds little jars of nutmeg. They're all suspended because these flippin' teenagers have figured out that you can use nutmeg to get high.
It's for grandma's pumpkin pie, not forgetting you high nutmeg. In your kitchen spice rack, it's worse than crack nutmeg. Do not try getting high on the spice nutmeg.
And our last little... By the way, did you hear in the end, when she was describing the staff at the school, did you have a culinary...
No, we had home ec.
Yeah, and you know what they taught us? Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I did well in that.
The best thing we taught or we learned in there was lasagna. We did all get to, and that was, and I'll still cook that.
Did you collaborate on a lasagna, or did everybody get their own lasagna?
Everybody, our home ec class was really nice. They had six oven stations or six kitchenettes, so everybody got in teams, and each team made a lasagna. And I make that same lasagna to this day.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Was it like a competition? Oh, we have a call. Hi, who am I speaking with here?
Hey, it's the Master Thespian.
Hey, Master Thespian.
Wait a minute. Let's give you the big war hawk. Welcome. What's up?
Well, thank you. I'm giving a quick traffic alert. I'm headed east bound on Atlanta Highway, about near where, kind of think where it is, the Shell station is. There's a guy on a scooter, a little two-wheel scooter on the road. Now, thankfully, he's wearing orange, so you can see him, but it's a guy on a scooter. So, y'all just need to be careful and not run over the poor, ignorant man. I was just like, what are you doing, dude? I turned and looked at him, and he looked at me and waved. I'm like...
Thespian, you and... The most dangerous drive of my day is coming to this radio station before 5 o'clock in the morning. You wouldn't believe what you see on the streets.
Oh, I bet.
And...
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
They don't even have... The modicum of common sense to wear something that people might see in the dark.
Right.
I'm just trying to fit into my environment here. Yeah. You can't see them until you're almost right on top of them.
Yep.
Especially on Carmichael Road. Except for the morning, there was a big...
No.
It's just another one of my lame-ass stories.
Yeah, you'd think they want to have some self-preservation, you know? But, I don't know. People just stupid.
They're stupid.
You know what I think? I think they're snorting nutmeg. That's just a...
Is that how you get high off nutmeg?
I have never tried it.
Neither have I.
I appreciate the heads up, and we'll get that information to Skipper right away.
About the cousin.
About the cousin. You remember Richard Lewis?
Sure.
Who died just not long ago?
He was my friend.
He was on an episode of The Nanny, That was the famous episode where she meets a guy who's a doctor who's Jewish, and they get along really well until they show up at a wedding and discover they're both cousins. So, it's a great episode. Richard Lewis is amazing, but it was funny. Anyway, when I heard that news, I was like, well, I got to stay with my cousins now. Sad.
Is that the Shell station by Coliseum Boulevard?
No, it's the one by Highland. It's where you've got these two hills, and you've got I'm trying to think of the name of the Baptist church. It's like Eastern Hills or Eastmont.
Eastmont. Okay, yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah, but right. He's just going down the road, so just be careful.
All right.
Talk to y'all later.
We appreciate the inflammation. Thank you very much. The other morning, I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday, and you never know what you're going to see when you come down the Boulevard Bridge to Carmichael Road going southbound. The gas station on the west side of the street, is that a Chevron? What is it?
Chevron. It was a Chevron. I think it's still Chevron.
Whatever it is, about every emergency vehicle in Montgomery was in the lot with all the lights. I'm surprised they didn't go into a seizure because there were so many Mars lights.
Yeah.
It was my imagination, or Mars lights more brighter?
It seemed louder now. Yeah, brighter, but just more busy.
They're blinding
if
they're behind you. And we came in and found out that there had been a drive-by there. That's the second one this year at that gas station.
Wow.
And sometimes I have, on a couple of occasions, stopped there to pick up something I needed for the Rich Thomas breakfast special. How many hits did we get on that today?
Man, you had some good-looking breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
That was
good. Looked like you spent some time at the Waffle House.
I love making omelets, especially to people that deserve my omelet.
That was a good-looking omelet.
That is. By the way, I wonder how many Jesse Smollett hits we got today. Hey, 111, pretty good. 12 shares, I'll take that. But there it is.
Man, that was good-looking.
I want some bacon with my bacon and cheese omelet. And we got 137. That's pretty good. 140. That's good. That's
pretty good. Very good.
I always like to read the comments on those things. This one here, yesterday's Mimi of the Day, is a bicycle built for two with a average, actually kind of a skinny guy, pedaling, and a 1,000-pound person on the back end representing the government.
If they were standing side by side, they would look like the number 10.
It should have gotten more. It's got 100. That could do better. There's the mushroom.
The shroom?
Bunch bus. Oh, I never finished the story, and then we're going to take a break here for traffic. So one morning, I make the turn on the Carmichael Road to come to the radio station, and that first street is what, Young Barn?
Young Barn or Young something, yeah.
Yeah. There's no stop sign or signal at that intersection.
Nope.
There's a lot of traffic through there. Well, it's blocked. There's no going further west. But apparently whatever happened was exciting enough to draw the hookers out of the hotels up the street.
Ah, well, always looking for business.
Because I swear, I'm approaching them from behind. All of them are looking at whatever's going on. And they're wearing, like, plastic skirts.
Really?
I had never seen outfits like that.
Like a loud color?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about. I've seen them in pants like that.
Very loud.
Yeah.
And just totally enthralled by whatever they were witnessing up ahead.
Nice beaver.
I saw one of those on the way in.
Did you?
One day, yeah. I let him cross the road.
That was sweet of you.
Go back to his damn house. It is 419 on News Talk 93. You know, you reach a point in life where the dad jokes sort of just leap out of you.
Yeah.
Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, the very best of the best. I got to tell you, I'm thrilled. Eddie, you know, because you deal in real estate and you talk to people about AC units and things that and what the potential costs and how old the system is. I'm sure
everybody's questions.
People want to know. Well, the one that came with our house had some age on it, but Clark's nursed it through its final years, its golden years. And then a year ago, it was time for a brand new one. And Clark's does sell central heating air conditioning units. And we decided to buy from them because they had taken care of the last one. Reputable product. Picked one out with a digital display. Loved it too. Immediate results. Faster cooling, faster heating. Everything you could want, right? I had gone on budget billing with Alabama Power and Blight because it was time. The bills were like just uncomfortably ridiculous. So I started out with them at $395 a month. And in 18 months, every 3 months it's gone down. I think they recalculate that for you every 3 months. From $395 to $375 to $349 to $295 to $249. And this month it was $212.
Wow.
$212. That's budget billing. So that's the average over the course of a year. And that gives you an idea the kind of money you can save when you have a new system that not only saves money on your monthly bill, but really in this case, it's paying for itself. There's no doubt about it. And Clark's can help you find it. Give it to people who live in this universe. HVAC technicians that are incredibly qualified, plumbers who are skilled at any type of repair your house may need. But what they're really, really great at is being human beings, man. They are the nicest people to have in your house. There's a familiarity that comes off of them like you've known them for a long, long time, even on their first call to your home when you're a Clark's Club member. Get one. It's $180 that will protect you in multiple ways, keep your electric costs down, and guarantee priority service if something does go wrong with your system. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Their Alabama certification number is 99004. Back to the traffic dungeon with Scott Skipper.
Well, we've had a couple of minor accidents around Montgomery, but nothing affecting traffic flow. We are getting very busy, and traffic is continuously building, especially on I-65 and 85. Not going to be long before we're going to be in a full-blown afternoon rush. A lot of traffic outbound from Montgomery right now on Troy Highway, 231 to Wetumpka, and 31 to Prattville is a bit active as well. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated if any accidents come to slow you down. Larry Leibach, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
AC by LeCroyer is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylequire.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by LeCroyer, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by LeCroyer.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
License 84417.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think radar will continue active well into the evening and nighttime hours tonight with the risk of showers and thunderstorms. And the overnight low temperature tonight down to about 56. Now, tomorrow, Saturday, there could be a shower left over early in the morning, but I think we see improvement by Saturday afternoon with a high around 69. And I think Sunday's a good day with highs in the lower 70s and plenty of sunshine. And our next chance of showers coming in Monday night into Tuesday. Showers and thunderstorms. We'll keep an eye on that storm system. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Shut up, dummy.
Whoa, watch it, pervert.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We still do our request Friday at 272-9228. How about a couple of minutes of Mitch Hedberg?
I was getting my teeth whitened, but then I said, forget that. I'll just get a tan instead. I saw a billboard. It said, estimated lotto jackpot, $55 million. See, I didn't know that. It was estimated. That would suck if you want to go, oh, we were off by two zeros. We estimate that you are angry. I like rice. Rice is great when you're hungry and you want 2,000 of something. I saw a commercial on late night TV. It said, forget everything you know about slipcovers. So I did. And it was a load off my mind. Then the commercial tried to sell slipcovers, but I didn't know what the hell they were. You guys are cool, man. Canada is all right. I like the American-Canadian border, because if you're walking along the border with a friend and you push your friend into Canada, he can't push you back right away, because first he has to go through customs. What brings you to Canada, Dad? When you leave it, when I regain my equilibrium? I went to the doctor. All he did was suck blood from my neck. Do not go see Dr. Acula. Dr. Scholl makes foot products. And he's a doctor, so he went to school for a long time. But it doesn't take a lot to figure out that stepping on a cushion will be more comfortable. That guy wasted lots of time at school. Because I'd have bought that from a Mr. Scholl. Maybe even a senior show. I got a belt on that's holding up my pants, and my pants have belt loops. I hold up my belt. I don't know what's really happening down there. Who is the real hero? I walk by a dry cleaner at 3 a.m., and the sign says, sorry, we're closed. You don't have to be sorry. It's 3 a.m., and you're a dry cleaner. It would be ridiculous for me to expect you to be open. I'm not gonna walk in at 10 a.m. and say, hey man, I walked by at 3 and you guys were closed. Somebody owes me an apology. I called the hotel operator. She said, how can I direct your call? Well, you could say action. And I will begin to dial. Then when I say goodbye, you can yell cut.
And guys like him, they just have a visual of the world that produces, because it seems like easy humor, but it's brilliant.
It's not easy to come up with that.
By the way, we try to keep it a little light on Friday, so if there's something you would like to hear from our vast files, some Norm, whatever you want, 272-9228 is our number. What's the score on that game?
41-34, Auburn at the half.
Oh, okay. Yep. Halftime. All right. That's looking pretty good.
Yep. Feeling good.
Here's another thing I saved from the week that became part of the big pile. The worst things to wear on a first date. That's a traumatic time.
It really is.
Because you want to make an impression.
Right.
So you spend far more time, and I don't know about you, but like on certain first dates, I would change pants and
sweat
shirts.
Small
and
stuff the whole time.
I don't know. I need different shoes.
Yep.
Once I even went out and bought different shoes. And, of course, did it pay off?
No.
Of course it didn't.
Would you buy those new shoes with a microwave and VCR?
We, you know, everything's on the table, Eddie.
I love it. But I'm just being honest. I'd never heard of that before. But, Greg, you started a trend.
Dating me was like winning a contest.
A lot of these big baseball stars, when they go out on a date, they have a package for them next day.
That's the whole idea of the first date, is to bring that
right
package. What?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you hear? What's everybody laughing at? Speaking of baseball, have you heard this thing with Shohei Ohtani?
Dude.
There is something seriously wrong with the situation.
How do you not kill your interpreter at that point?
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
What's the name of the Japanese mafia?
Oh.
Yakuza?
So, yes.
Yeah, Yakuza. I'm reaching out to them for help. And I would love to know how this interpreter had access and permission from the bank or wherever this money came from to wire transfer $4 million.
Because he couldn't tell him no. I'm speaking for him. Mm. Every time I call, I'm speaking for him.
Mm.
It is messed up.
It is very messed up. And baseball's got to be holding its breath because he's the biggest star. Weirdness. Oh, back to the first date.
Yes, sir.
So we have a little research here for those of you who need guidance in this area. From JAMO. That's who I always turn to when I'm not sure about something. I go to JAMO. 3,000 Americans from all walks of life were asked, what's a poor fashion choice on a first date? Wearing a full tracksuit came in first place.
Yeah.
Even the windbreaker kind?
Why not just put on a leisure suit and really make a great impression?
Unless you're going running.
Okay.
A full designer outfit from head to toe. That's overdoing it.
Yeah, over the top a little bit.
You don't want to look like you're trying too hard.
Right, you don't want to be that guy.
Because the one thing you don't want to convey on a first date is how excited you are to be on this first date.
Which is so messed up, but you got to be cool.
Of course it is messed up.
You cannot let them know you're excited to be there.
In a category all by itself at number three, Crocs.
Oh, man.
I've never had Crocs.
Dude, they're the most comfortable shoes.
Are they really?
I used to make
Why
fun of my buddy.
Why can't they make them and make them look less hideous?
That I don't know. I used to make fun of my buddy Mitch for wearing them. Then I got a pair. I think I've got 30 pair now. Greg, I go through Crocs. They are very, very comfortable. The only reason I really get rid of them
I'm
is
I'm not judging. I just have never even tried them on.
All it took me was one pair, and it wasn't even a Croc brand. It was the Walmart brand. And I was like, dude, these are...
You know what we need to do? We need to invent the cool Croc. We need to come up with a way, because you can put our logo on anything. We could come with the Newstalk Croc.
Oh, I'm all about that. They got an Arby's Croc. I saw a Burger King's Croc. Yeah.
This week, I saw a video. It was Crocs, but you could buy 5 toes that would stick up through the holes at the front end. And it was the funniest damn looking thing.
Yeah.
Looks like I put these on a little too quick. Very funny. Oversized sunglasses, especially at night.
Yeah.
Anything with big logos on it. I don't mind wearing a t-shirt like the one you got with War Eagle on it. That's fine. But I am not going to spend $50 or $60 for a shirt with a big Nike logo on.
Big giant swoosh.
Because then I'm the idiot that's advertising for you.
And I paid.
Paid for it. If you're going to put your damn logo on the shirt, I want it for free.
Exactly.
And then you can write off.
Yeah.
As part
that's
of your
how it
advertising.
Should work.
A shirt that's way too tight, that's smart advice.
Okay.
I mean,
if I'm trying to show off the guns.
If you have the body of a guy, you can do that without making it look like you just got reupholstered before you showed up at our front door.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Not.
Ankle socks with sneakers. Very common with Canadians.
Yeah.
And ripped skinny jeans. A few more that could destroy your first date before it really gets going. A man purse. Fedoras. I like my hat. I like my uppie hat.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of cool. Camo, anything though that's really over the top. You kind of have to wait until you know somebody at a level where you can get away with that kind of stuff. Where they, because if I wore that hat on a first date, she'd think I was crazy. But after a few dates and somebody gets to know just what a whimsical guy
I am. Right. Then it's a whole different thing.
Yeah, then it's a, you know, because I can hear a woman saying, he shows up at the door wearing this freaking hat yeah. on a first date. I'm done. I'm not seeing him again.
Yep.
But three or four dates into it, this guy has the, God, he can wear anything and get away with it. He's got a great sense of humor. He wore this hat that was like, well, you know, it's, you got to get some time in before you can get away
with
it.
Just thought about something. All the listing appointments I went on last summer, I wore Crocs. Maybe I should.
Well, here's the thing. No, wait a minute. I think you're safe because guys don't look at guys' feet.
No,
guys. Women look at guys' feet.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I had feet until I was old enough to start dating and then realizing that you are under a microscope.
But guys' feet, especially mine and probably yours too, disgusting.
Well, just about everything about a guy is disgusting.
I mean, I'm too embarrassed to even go get a pedicure.
Who looks better naked, us or them?
Them.
Yeah.
All day long.
It's not even close. Not even close. That's all. I'll tell you what. If killing time was a crime, we would be convicted of murdering the last 8 minutes of this show. A quick word on behalf, because they're open on Saturday. If you've been putting off getting your car serviced, oil changed, and so forth, and the excuse is, I just don't have time. I can't. Okay, well, Don Duncan takes that excuse away from you by making sure they can help facilitate the continuation of your day by giving you a ride back to your office or dropping you off at your home, getting your car to you later in the day. Just get it there, and they'll take care of everything else, and that includes all three locations. Serving the Millbrook area from high atop Mount Duncan, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Downtown at 408 Madison. If you work downtown, it's perfect. Short trip to your office and back with your car later. And serving Southeast Montgomery on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. All three locations have top-notch technicians to diagnose and treat virtually any problem your car has. And wholesale price tires that come with installation on the price that they quote for you. It's always great to know where to take your vehicle. If it's making a funny noise or the check engine light comes on, Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. Look for them on Facebook. You got to head out?
Yeah, I got to head out. I'm heading to an appointment in Prattville. Mm. Going to go show a house up in Prattville. And real estate's coming back strong, which is great.
I was just
going
to ask.
Interest rates aren't going down, let's be honest, but I think a lot of people are realizing, okay, I can refinance. So if you're thinking about selling your home or you're thinking about buying a home, call me up. Call my team, 322-0662, just like these folks did. And it's no obligation, especially if you're wanting to sell your house. You're just wanting an idea of, hey, Eddie, what do you think I can get for it? What do I need to do to get top dollar? We do that. We come out and give you a free consultation. So anytime, too. I work 7 days a week. People that know me know I'm a seven-day-a-week kind of guy.
Absolutely. 322-0662. You're better with Bader. By the way, are sure you want to leave? Because I've had two messages in the last couple of minutes from people saying, you guys are killing me. And now Eddie's going to leave you high and dry because it's just me moving forward.
You leave them wanting more.
Mark it down 300 points today. There you go. That's your Joe Biden economy. The truth will seek its level or something like that. That's an old saying I just made up. In the meantime, we've got traffic ready with Skipper, and I am pasting in... Is it 1890? Yes, 1890 News coming up right after this traffic update. 438.
We got a new accident at Atlanta Highway at Fieldcrest Drive. Watch for emergency vehicles responding there. If you're heading through Wetumpka on Highway 231, just about the time you get to Champ's Barbecue, we got an accident there. Now, in Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, we've got very heavy traffic already. Light to mostly moderate traffic flow, and it is getting busier by the minute as we get close to everybody getting off work here. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor's got everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
A three-judge panel released an extensive report this week after investigating dozens of attorneys who were engaged in judge shopping as they sought to challenge the state law against transgender surgery and hormone therapy for minors, which is known as VCAP. The three-judge panel was tasked with doing this investigation by Judge Lyle Burke and the chief judges in every federal district court here in Alabama. The years-long investigation has concluded with 11 attorneys being named for not just judge shopping, but actively engaging in various efforts to circumvent the random case assignment procedures that are used within the North and Middle Judicial Districts of Alabama. These attorneys would also switch out their plaintiffs when refiling their lawsuit against VCAP if earlier filings were dismissed by a judge or didn't get a favorable judge. This was done to cover up the fact that the attorneys and the LGBTQ organizations here in Alabama were engaged in a very sophisticated effort to game and control the judicial system regarding their lawsuit against VCAP. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The Alabama House has passed a bill that prohibits sex offenders from being volunteers or being employees as first responders. The bill applies to those seeking to work as paramedics, firefighters, rescue squad members, EMTs, or any other position that responds to fire, medical, hazardous material emergencies. The bill now heads to the Alabama Senate. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think radar will continue active well into the evening and nighttime hours tonight with the risk of showers and thunderstorms. And the overnight low temperature tonight down to about 56. Now, tomorrow, Saturday, there could be a shower left over early in the morning, but I think we see improvement by Saturday afternoon with a high around 69. And I think Sunday's a good day with highs in the lower 70s and plenty of sunshine. And our next chance of showers coming in Monday night into Tuesday. Showers and thunderstorms. We'll keep an eye on that storm system. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing?
Amanda.
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids have bought me a busted machine again. On Gessa.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many did he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Reading local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Here are the smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alice?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
On request Friday, 272-9228 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Plus, we're going through the news pile that we've collected over the week looking for things that we might want to still pass along. We were talking about this morning, the odds of filling out a perfect bracket.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 9.2 quintillion. 1 in 9.2 quintillion. You can't even imagine what quintillion might. I mean, isn't it true that $1 billion will take you to the moon and back 6 times? And we spend that every hour in this country. So a trillion, how could that take you to Uranus? I'll bet it could. Anyway, here are other things that have a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of happening. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. That's Rosie's way of saying I'm dreading this bit.
Number 5.
The Starbucks barista getting your name right. 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of that happening.
Number 4.
Joe Biden making it up a flight of stairs. I mean, this week, one of the stories this week is they got him these, I guess they're boat shoes or something that help.
Traction.
He can't even walk anyway. Even when he's on the ground and not climbing stairs, he shuffles like a kid that just learned how to walk. You know how they do that mincing step thing with their arms outstretched for balance? He's gone back to that era in his life.
Number 3.
The ladies on The View using their inside voice.
Yeah.
And even beyond 1 in 9.2 quintillion, the ladies on The View using their brains. You can bet on that. Let's go to
number 2.
Prince Harry getting a job. 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of that happening. And this is easy.
And number 1.
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift lasting. I wouldn't bet on that.
No, I wouldn't either.
So there you go. Now we can take another thing off our list of things we've saved from the past week. Restaurant. What?
Go ahead. I found out her cat's name is Travis. And she travels with it wherever she goes.
Do you have, like, is there a catnews.com or something that sends you an email every day with the latest feline stories?
It's in Google News. It just popped up.
Well, we all know about your passion for cats. I'm not mocking that at all.
Yeah. I just thought that was interesting that she named her cat after her boyfriend.
Do we know that the cat preceded him or came along after they started?
She had it for a while.
Sleeping in sin together. Just asking for a friend. Oh, the IRS is now using artificial intelligence to surveil taxpayers. If you think this is okay, you have a hemorrhoid in your brain that needs fixing fast. This is not okay. They're presuming you're already doing something bad just by surveilling you. Where's the permission for that come from? Where in the Constitution does a government bureaucracy have permission to surveil you without a warrant or some other legal document?
They don't.
You're exactly right. They don't. And that's frightening. But this information's respect for the law and individual privacy is non-existent. So you can't complain about something that isn't there, right? Restaurants are now adding non-refundable deposits for reservations, and I think they should. I got to take their side in this. They have limited number of tables, places that draw and have waits. If you've got a reservation and they're holding a table while 50 people are waiting outside for a chance to sit down. Now, some are charging, and I guess it depends on the cuisine and the cost of having a meal there. Some are charging up to $100 if you want to make a reservation.
Wow.
But it doesn't say when that might kick in. Suppose you're late. You can always call ahead and say, I have a reservation, but I'm running a few minutes late. But places where there are long lines, I understand that. And frankly, these days, like in New Orleans, Janelle and I don't go to a place that doesn't take a reservation because I'm impatient. Nah, I'm not that bad. But it's just nice to know that they're holding a table for you when you go to a place.
And it's nice to know that you can get in on time.
Yeah, because I'm just not good on waiting, generally. It's 4:51. I've been looking for the actual story, and I will find it. Trust me, because once I'm on a mission, I'm on it. Our movie maven, Miss Murray, will join us at 5:35. And it seems like all Hollywood can come up with is sequels and regurgitations of old movies. And it seems like they're digging into the 80s because Roadhouse and Ghostbusters are out now. And I have no interest in either one of those films. And I'm wondering, why the hell do they need to remake either one of them? In fact, the last two Ghostbusters sequels, the one with the women, was a total bomb. I saw a few minutes of it. I was embarrassed for the people. Kristen Wiig, you got nothing better to do than this. So we're going to talk about some of the sequels. But this week there was a story. They surveyed people under the age of 30. They're tired of this. This is why the last few Marvel movies have bombed. Okay, what do you got that's new? And that's what's been missing. So we're going to talk about the sequels, and she's going to suggest some original ideas in a number of different genres, something you might want to see. Watched a movie last night called Factory Girl. I loved it. It was not a perfect movie by any stretch, but the performance of Sienna Miller in this is great. It's all about the relationship of Andy Warhol with this star in the 60s. And the guy that plays Warhol is really good. Even if you don't like Andy Warhol, the character is incredibly compelling. What I like most, though, is it's a period piece from the late 60s. So the way they brought back the styles, the hairstyles especially, makeup on women. And as I'm watching it, I said, I've seen these people before. And I went to a lot of parties when I worked in L.A. I don't know if I've mentioned this 30 or 40,000 times before, but I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
The band.
I heard it, yeah.
And there was always something to go to when I was out there. Even on weeknights, somebody had something going on. And some of the outfits and behaviors I saw in this movie last night were there. So it was a very easy hour and a half to enjoy. That's Factory Girl. You may want to check that out. And Miss Murray will have some others to talk about with us at 5:35 this afternoon. That will be brought to you by our friends at AMS Studios in Prattville. It is 5:55 right now. When we come back after the top of the hour, I'm going to go back to David Blackman's blog because we explored the Idiocracy with David on Monday and Thursday, and he's got some clips here, starting with AOC. And what it does, it makes you stop and think, these people got elected to freaking Congress. You would think Congress would have 435 of the smartest people this country could produce.
Right. You would hope.
We are putting dumbass after dumbass in there. And, well, the Democrats, for the most part. But again, we had another Republican. I don't think I'm going to finish out my term. I think there's, and this, I don't think it's a conspiracy theory. I think there's a plot for the Democrats to get back control of the House by convincing, probably through money or some other largesse, that they should just give up their seat. Because we want it. And we're going to do what we want. And we're going to stick our agenda up America's butt, whether they want it or not. So before I get myself wound up into a 250 over 150 blood pressure, I'll move along to a place. Guys, you want to lose weight? You know, one place that can help you do that is Montgomery Men's Health. Because weight can absolutely be a factor in everything from libido to performance. Guys that have lived a few years past age 40, a great majority have experienced erectile dysfunction or low testosterone. And the only thing wrong with that, because it's almost a natural occurrence through the aging process, is doing nothing about it when you have Montgomery Men's Health here in town to take care of guys that are dealing with this. Symptoms can be no motivation, lack of energy, always feeling tired, seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or maybe you feel like you're just walking around in a fog. You don't have to live with that, truly. And knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. In fact, doctors now recommend a testosterone test and a PSA test for prostate health for men annually starting at age 18. Things I've learned from talking to the staff at Montgomery Men's Health. Some guys have this condition, don't even realize it, but it can affect the quality of life big time. Here is the solution. For $99, the providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation. That meaning you'll get your numbers, they'll tell you where you stand, if you're in good shape or not, and then provide you with medical solutions so you don't have to live with these conditions anymore. They have low T treatments that change lives, and men can get back higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, even improved sleep, weight loss, faster metabolism, and an increase in libido. So it's one of those, you know what, or get off the pot kind of situations. If you finally reach that point where you want to be proactive about your health and your sexual health, call 440-3663. That's 440-3663 here in the 334 area code. Or go online to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today. We got traffic with Skipper and the Wall Street Business Report next.
Very busy everywhere this afternoon. We got a lot of cars on the road and traffic's really building. Got a lot of cars on 65 northbound out of Montgomery. 85 northbound, light to moderate traffic. We're busy around the boulevards. And, of course, our feeder roads are loading up as well. Troy Highway 231 to Wetumpka, 331 into Crenshaw County. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems anywhere. We did have one little minor accident at Atlanta Highway right near Fieldcrest. Please use caution there. Buckle up, drive carefully. Spring is coming at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's. King Buffet, Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton Company development. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Wall Street had a wobbly finish to its best week of the year so far. The S&P 500 ended 0.1% lower after spending the day bouncing between gains and losses. It set an all-time high in each of the last 3 days. Nike dragged on the market despite reporting stronger results than expected. Digital World stock flipped to a loss in shaky trading after its shareholders approved a deal to merge with former President Trump's social media company. The Dow was up down 305 points to finish at 39,475. The Nasdaq was up 27 to 16,428. The S&P 500 dropped 7 points to 5,234. New York oil fell 44 cents to $80.63 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Taking on large commercial landscapes, Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers,